There is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. While in both Shabbos and Yom Tov there's mitzvah keep covered with oneg, but the mitzvah simcha is only on Yom Tov. And that's why Tosis says that Shabbos is not mevatel avelus, because there's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. Only Yom Tov is mevatel avelus, because on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah simcha, and simcha and avelus are tata desasri, they're mutually exclusive. And the Rav added that there's a chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then on Yom Tov, a person is standing lifnei Hashem, and simcha is a result of that expression being embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and standing before him. And in all the places in the Torah, when the Torah speaks about simcha, it always says lifnei Hashem. Usmachnu lifnei Hashem rukechem shivat yomim. Usmachnu lifnei Hashem elokechem. Vachalta sham lifnei Hashem rukechem usmachnu b'chol mishloch yedchem. Vzevachta shlomo vachalta sham usmachnu lifnei Hashem rukecha. Always the Torah uses the expression lifnei Hashem, because the simcha of Yom Tov is because we're standing in God's presence. However, and that's a derivative of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that we go to stand lifnei Hashem in God's palace in the Beis Hamikdash. However, by Shabbos, it's not that we go to see Kodesh Baruch Hu, but on the contrary, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to visit us, and the Shekhinah dwells in our homes, and therefore we go out to greet the Shabbos. As the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yates, B'chanina mi'ate v'koi apanya demale shabbata, amabo v'netze likva Shabbos hamalka. B'b'yana lovish mane b'male Shabbos amabo kala bo'i chala bo'i chala. And the Ram quotes this also, the Ezu covered, zeh she'om she'chacham she'mitzu ala adam lilchotz ponav yodav v'raglav b'chamim b'erev Shabbos b'mnei kovid ha'Shabbos umis atif b'tzitzis v'yoshiv b'kovid rosh mechel l'hakbolus b'nei ha'Shabbos k'moshu yotzei l'kras ha'melech v'chachamim ha'rishonim ha'yu mekabtzin talmideim b'erev Shabbos umis atfim v'omrim bo v'netzi l'kras Shabbos ha'melech. However, on Yom Tov, we don't find this, that they go out to greet the Yom Tov, because on Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to our homes and we go out to greet Kodesh Baruch Hu. But on Yom Tov, we have to go to Beis HaMikdash and to stand lifnei Hashem. And that's why our minhag is that we don't say L'chododi on Yom Tov, because and according to Minhag Ashkenaz, even on Yom Tov, that's Chal B'Shabbos, we don't say it, because on Yom Tov, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not that he comes to our house and to see us, and therefore we go and greet him as he comes, and the Shekhinah is Shovu Beinenu B'Beitenu. But on Yom Tov, on the contrary, we have to go to be Oil L'Regel, to the Mikdash, and see Kodesh Baruch Hu there. The Rav said this also parallels the difference between Kedushas Mikdash, a similar parallel, and Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says in Brochus, in Perek HaRoi and Daf Nun Daled, that in Mikdash, Kapandria and Rika is also making and Nila's sandal, all these things are also in Mikdash. However, in Beis HaKnesses, while Kapandri is also, Kapandri means taking a shortcut through the Beis HaKnesses, however, Minol and Rakika, wearing the shoes or spitting on, if it's a dirt floor, is permitted, and the Gemara says, why? Amarava ki beso, ma beso a Kapandri a kopit, inish, a Rakiku Minol lo kopit, inish. A Beis HaKnesses, Kapandri hu da also Rakiku Minol shari. Because in Beis HaMikdash, the Rav explained, that's God's home. That's Beis Elohim. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu's palace. And therefore, when we come to Kodesh Baruch Hu's palace, we have to act with a certain protocol. And therefore, minol, wearing shoes and so on, is forbidden. However, Beis HaKnesses, it's our home, and Kodesh Baruch Hu comes so to speak, and Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to visit us in the Beis HaKnesses. That's why the Gemara says that when Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and it doesn't find a minion, Miyad Kois, because it's Kodesh Baruch Hu coming to the Beis HaKnesses. He's coming to visit us. So to speak, the Beis HaKnesses parallels Shabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to our homes, and Mikdash parallels Yontif. That's why in Mikdash there's always a mitzvah of Simcha, and on Yontif there's a mitzvah of Simcha.